Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Pei Hei. We are on Pei Dalet, Amud Beis. Just scheduling note, I think this is going to be the last shiur from Camp Kaylee here this cycle, so the next five dafim will be uploaded from the previous cycle, and Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up again from Beit Shemesh on Sunday morning, and that will be the last daf of Nedarim. The last daf of Nedarim, daf Tzadi Aleph, Be'ez Hashem. If I have time, I will give tomorrow's daf, but I assume not, so Be'ez Hashem, the next five will be uploaded. And we'll pick up again with the new cycle Shiurim on the last half of Nedarim, which will be Tzadi Aleph. But right now today is Pei Hei. We are on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, Kohanim Leviim, by the two dots. So we are in the last parak here, the 11th parak of Nedarim, which is all about the types of Nedarim that the husband can be mefer and the effects of certain types of Nedarim that the woman makes that are out of his control. And that is what we are into now. The Mishnah said on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, what if she makes a neder that she's allowed to get hanah from people? That was the first line of the Mishnah. So we discussed, is he included? Is the husband included in people? Is the husband not included in people? Then the second half of the Mishnah was, if she says, I don't want Kohanim and Leviim to get benefit from me. So if she says, all Kohanim and Leviim cannot get benefit from me, so then, automatically, they could take it. Yitz l'wal karcha, they could take it from her, automatically, because she can't do that. Right? She can't aser truma on Kohanim Leviim, but it's not really hers to aser, and therefore yitlu al karcho. But if she says specific Kohanim and specific Leviim, so then the Mishnah says the other Kohanim and Leviim can take. So that was the Mishnah. So we're going to focus on the second half of the Mishnah, the last two lines, the ones about general all Kohanim and Leviim and specific Kohanim and Leviim. What impression do you get from that line? So let's read the question again from the two dots. Kohanim Leviim mainly yitlu v'chulu. Alma, what do you see from the first line of the Seifa? Where she says, all Kohanim Leviim, they could take it. So meaning, if they take it, they're not violating the neder. Why? It's not considered as if it's coming from her. Alma tovas hana eno mamon. Because the tovas hana, the ability to choose which Kohen, which Levi, this Truman Meisters are coming from, is not considered an asset that you could put a price tag on. And that's what's called tovas hana eno mamon. And therefore, she can give it to them. Because it's not called from her. So it's okay, it's mutter. Ema seifa, but look at the next line of the Mishnah, kohanim elu levim elu nanenli yitzlu acherim. But if it's specific kohanim levim, then others could take avalahani lo, but these people, kohanim levim, cannot take. Alma tovasana mamon. So you see, tovasana is mamon. You can't put a price tag, and that is why it's called an asset. She cannot directly give them. Even though ultimately it's not hers. It's not her Chumas and Maestras, right? She's a Yisraelis, or a Bas Yisrael, or Ashes Yisrael, whatever she has, however she has property. She's giving it. You might say it's directly going from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to the Kohanim and Leviim. Still, though, it's called Tovas Hanah, and that's why they can't take it. That's to go to other Kohanim. So which is it? The Mishnah gives off opposite impressions. So the Gemara is going to have two answers to the question. Answer number one is Rav Oshia. Amar Rav Oshia, or the other gear says Amar Rav Yosef. We'll go with ours. Amar Rav Oshia, Lokasha, Ha Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. So Machlokas Tanaim, the Tanya, which Machlokas Tanaim, a Tosefta in Maaser Sheni. Says the Tosefta, Hagoni Tivlo Shel Chaveiro, the Achlo. Let's say I go and steal somebody's Tevel. So I steal something that even if you would have eaten, you would have been Chaim Misa B'dei Shemayim. But the Tosefta says clearly that you still own it, even though it's Aser Bahana, because this is something that you could fix. Right? We'll get to that Hashem in a few minutes. Right? The general topic I think that we've discussed twice already in this Masechta, whether one really has halachic legal ownership of something that's Aser Bahana. Is it considered Shalcha? Is it Shalcha and not Pershuscha? Right? What exactly is it called? And the Machlokas we showed him related. But here clearly, because you could solve the problem, then it's not really called Eina Shalcha. Tevel in general. Also, this relates to the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, which discussed Tevel not being Muksa, Muchanu Eitzel Shabbos, because you can fix it. So, go to Tevel Shachavir Va'achlo, I steal somebody's Tevel, how much do I have to pay? I ate it. Mishalim lo demei Tivlo. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you have to pay for the entire Tevel. What does that mean, the entire Tevel? Machlok has been shown him. The Ran says, regarding the Chulin in the Tevel, you have to pay full price. Because that's something that he could have eaten. Let's say, right, if you take off the Truma, and the Truma's Meiser, and the Meiser Rishon, whatever the Tevel, whatever Chulin would have been left, that he has to pay full. What about all of the matnas kohanim that were in this tevel, so that he wouldn't have eaten? So why should I have to pay full? So I have to pay the worth of the tovas hana. That's what the Ron says is the pshat of Rebbe. Mishamli debay tivlo, that doesn't mean all in the same mechanism, all in the same measure. If you look in the bottom line of the Ron, Mishalim lo demei tivlo, demei chulin shebo. You have to pay the full amount of the chulin, v'debei trumos u'maisros, lafi tovas hana, sheyesh lo bohen. Right, and what's the svar for that? The svar lay. Rebbe holds tovas hana mamon. The ability to choose who is going to be the recipient has a price tag, therefore I have to pay for it. And that's an asset that I stole. And therefore, I would have to pay. That is the Ron's pshat of Rebbe. If you look on the Ritva in Meseches Kiddushin, Daf Nun Ches, he says, no, what does it sound like? You pay the demand of the tevel. Doesn't sound like there are two different types of payment plans of what's included in this tevel. The Ritva says it means you have to pay, even for the Trumas and Maestros, you have to pay in full. Why? Because, using the language of the Ritva, and the Tosfos Rit also says this there in Kiddushin, he says, my la baka miflagi, quotes our Gemara, d'man d'amr d'mal shalom d'may tivlo kulo savar tovas hana mamon ukimamon gomor shel bailim chashiv. And because you have the choice, it's called yours. You don't just look at it as the payment for the right to choose. Because you have the right to choose, the Ritva adds in a lashon, so it's like yours. It's like your tua. Ukemamon gamer shel bailim chashiv. And that is why you would have to pay everything. Either way, the Gemara is proving that according to Rebbe, you hold Tovas Hana'a Mamon. The second Shita now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Mishalim, Elad Mei Chulin Shebo. No, you only pay for the Chulin element in the Tevel. Right? You don't pay at all. You don't pay the lower price of the Ron, you don't pay the higher price of the Ritva. But you don't pay either amount for the Tovas Hana'a, because this Shita, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds Tovas Hana'a, is not called Mamon. That's the machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara says, "My lav hakamiflagi." Isn't this what they're arguing about? The Rebbe savar tovas hana mamon. Rebbe holds that the tovas hana, the ability to choose, you can put a price tag on. It's called an asset, and that's mamon. And that would be the second line of our Mishnah, which says that the kohanim levim cannot take it. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda savar tovas hana ain't a mamon. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, it's not called mamon, and that's why you don't have to pay for it. And that would be the first line of our Mishnah. And that's the Havamina. If you look at the Mekar Chaim, the Nesivus on Hilchos Pesach, in his Hakdama to Simin Tuf Lamed Aleph, so he explains the Machlokas, the Ron and the Ritva, how far do you go with the Tovas Hana? Shelashtei Deos Vade Tovas Hana Hidavar Sheshave Mamon. Everybody agrees to that. Hamachlokas he im Tovas Hana'a Goremes Sheyelo Kinyin Beguf HaChefetz. Right, is the fact that you have a choice, does that affect your halachic status of the chayfetz? That's the machlokas. And you also might say this is good for the machlokas about tovas hana mamon or eino mamon, not just the machlokas between the Ron and the Ritva. But the question is, how far? Everybody agrees that you have a right to choose which kohen you give it to. Everybody agrees to that. Even the mandar tovas hana eino mamon. You get to choose. The question is, so what does that mean? The fact that I have something and I can determine the destiny of the item, does that mean that I have some shlita on the status of the item or not? That's how far you take that is the machlokas, tovas hana mamon or eino mamon, or even within tovas hana mamon, the machlokas between the Ron and the Ritva. So that is the Havamin of the Gemara, so maybe our Mishnah, the first and the second line, are reflecting two different opinions, which we never like to say that. That's what the Gemara always says, layman is going to reject it. Because why would Rabbi Yehuda Anasi make two lines of the Mishnah like two anonymous different Mishnayos? So, says the Gemara, lo, tekuli alma tovas hana eino mamon. Everybody agrees. And keep in mind also, this is after we have already said in the earlier in the perek, that the entire parak is really the author, Rabbi Yossi. Right? We said that earlier in the parak, right? Based on the extra line at the end of the first mission in the parak, when we said, Divi Rabbi Yossi, what is that extra line doing there? So to answer up another kasha that we had asked earlier in the parak, we had said that, don't worry, the whole Mishnah, the whole parak is reflecting Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and therefore you don't have to ask any kashas. As we said on our Daf Pei Aleph, we said that the entire, actually Pebez, right, we said Pebez but Aleph, Reb Yossi Ktani La Kula Pirkin Reb Yossi. So now we're adding in another shita on top of the Reb Yossi. That's the suggestion. In any case, we reject it. Lo, says the Gemara on the second line, to Kule Alma Tova Sana Eda Mamon. Really, everybody agrees, Tova Sana does not have the status of an asset. Ella, what are they arguing about? Different machlokas. Elahacha b'matanos shelo hermu kamiflagi. The machlokas is about matanos. If you have matnas kahuna before their huram shelo hermu, what's the status? Do we see the roots? Do we see the symbolic? Not even the symbolic. Could we see the truma in the tevel? Could we see the trumas and the maisras before it's hufrash? Is their status there somewhere before I'm afresh it? That's what the machlokas is about. And how do we explain the machlokas? Another machlokas. The Ron. Let's go with the Ron here first. The Ron says, what's the machlokas? Matanos shalohumer kamiflagi. Fourth line in the Ron. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe, who says that you have to pay everything, says Kivan shalohormu chumus and maisras before their huram. Havile kechulin shabo. Rebbe says, it's all the same. You don't see the chumus and the maisras in the tavel before it's taken off. You see, it's one thing. You didn't do hafrasha yet. So it's all the same. And therefore, the ganef has to pay for everything, says Rebbe. Because there's no separate truma and meiser and chulin. It's all one thing. The lav kamisha hermu damyan. Because you don't look at it as if it's separated already. And therefore, you have to pay for everything. Rebbe Yossi savar, no. Kamisha hermu damyan. Even before the hafrasha, you could already forecast and see it. Ve'ein lo b'am klum. And therefore, the owner, it's already not shayach to him. The truma is already before I do that frasha. It's ki misha hormu. That's why I don't pay the demei chulin. That's how the Ron explains the Gemara. And this then relates to the general sugya of the kimi. Alright, anavim, ha'omdim libatzer, kimi vitsuras damim. Grapes that are about to be picked as if they're picked. Or, kala omei lisrof kesarif dami. Kala omei libatzer kabatzer dami. Kala omei kituzi mechleshi ure. All of these topics relate to each other when do we say that the destiny of a certain item impacts the present status of that item. That's, each of them could be looked at separately, but that's the general idea related to all of these, and this goes along with that sugya, again, matanash lohomer, kamisha homer, or not. The Rashi and the other Rishonim in Kiddushin, where this Gemara comes up, give a totally different shot to this line of the Gemara. Everybody agrees to Matanah and Amamon, the Machlokas is about Matanah Shalah Hermu. Probably because of the next line of the Gemara. Why? What's the Gemara bothered by? According to, Rebbe, what does Rebbe say? Kabisha Lohar Mudamian, and therefore what? It's all called the same, and therefore he has to pay for everything. But why should he have to pay for everything? So the whole thing is tevel. So the whole thing is asur b'hanah to him. And then what's the next law? And if we would say kabishur for shusa, then it would be truma. So that would make it more his? They're both not his. Look at the next line of the Gemara. Vito vasana ina mamon. If it's not mamon, mali hurma, mali hur, lo hurmu. So why should he ever have to pay for it? Doesn't matter if it's huram or it's not huram. So I don't understand what the machlokas would be, asked the Gemara. So maybe partly because of that reason, the Rishonim in Kiddushin give a different shot. Just read your Rashi. Rashi in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Ches gives a different shot to that line of the Gemara of Matana Shelo Hermu, Kamisha Hermu Damin or not. The Machlokas is about that. Kigon. The case is totally different. Shadafalo Tevel Zemi Beis Avi Imo Kohen. Somebody's paternal grandmother was a Kohen. Right? Somebody's father's mother was a Avi Imo Kohen. I'm sorry, his mother's father was a Kohen. Right? So his grandfather was a Kohen. His mother is a Bas Kohen, but she married a Yisrael. So this boy is a Yisrael. He Yarshin from his grandfather. So he Yarshin Tevel from his grandfather. And now the guy stole from the grandson. So now the Shaila is Kamisha Hermu or not. What's the issue? If you say Kamisha Hermu, so when I Yarshin this from my Zaydi, who was a Kohen, it was as if it was already Hufrash, so I Yarshin Truma. But I could sell it. It's called mine. Because, right, I'm not giving this as a matana, I yarshined it. So then it's as if he's stealing an asset of mine. It's mine. And that's why he would have to pay for it. That's Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda would say, no, lav kami shermu. It's as if I got tevel, and I'm Yisrael. And therefore, it's as if he didn't steal it from me, and therefore, he wouldn't have to pay for it. That's a different shot, which would help out with this question of the Gemara, between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Okay, so let's continue now. So Ella says the Gemara, and then we'll have what to talk about. The Gemara gives another pshat. Tainu taima. This is the root of the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. The following. And because we're giving a different pshat, we're going to have to get back to our Mishnah. But Ella hainu taima. This is the understanding. What is it? So the Rishonim say we have to add in two words here. This next line is what we would call it studin ktani. And that is, each line is referring to a different case. Let's read it. Ella hainu taima. This is the reason. If you say tovas hana eino mamon, and therefore which of the shitas makes sense? If you say eino mamon, and that is why Rebbe says that you do not have to pay for, that's why Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says you don't have to pay for the other items for the truma. Hainu taima de Rebbe. But still, this is the reason why Rebbe would still say you pay full. Kansua rabbanan laganav ki hechi de lo lignov. We're konis the ganav. So, he shouldn't steal. He should know that even if he steals this, he's going to have to pay for more than he should pay for. Right? Even though tovas ana ain't a mamon. You shouldn't have to pay for it mitzad the owner, but still we're going to make the ganav pay. That's if you say tovas ana ain't a mamon, we're going to be konis the ganav. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda Savar, and on the other hand, even if you say everybody agrees tovas hana'a mamon, and that's why Rebbe would say you have to pay for everything, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda would still say you don't have to pay for everything. Why? Rebbe Yehuda Savar kansuara bala balabayas. We would find the balabayas and give him less than he should get. So that he doesn't delay having tavel in his house and he takes off chumas and maestras as soon as he can. So that is the first daya of the Gemara, which is rejected. The Gemara said, how do you understand the two lines of our Mishnah? Machlokas tovas ana ena mamon or ena mamon. So isn't that a machlokas tanam? We end up saying, no, it's not a machlokas tanam. You don't have to say it's a machlokas tanam. And therefore, we're back to the question of the Mishnah of how do you understand it. But either way, let's focus on these two lines for a couple of minutes that the Gemara just mentioned. Let's do the second line first. What was the second line? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, we fine the balabayas because he delayed tevel, having tevel in his house. So what's so bad about that? Is it stam because it's us to eat? You shouldn't have items that are us to eat in your house. Is that what's going on here? Or maybe this could be a remez or a little support to the Taz. The Taz in Yaradeya in Simon Aleph. The Taz, which is a big chiddush, the Taz discusses the mitzvah of Avrasha Chumas and Maestros, where the Taz wonders, is it a matir or is it a mitzvah? As we've discussed. What's the issue of the Taz? What if I have no intention of eating from my field? No intention. I have so many acres of land. This area, I'm not going to eat from. I'm just going to let it lie fallow, and it's ultimately going to go bad, and I'm not going to eat from it. Do I have to go and take our chumas and maestros from that piece of land? I'm not going to use it. I have no intention of eating from it. Says the Taz, yes. Yes, there is an obligation. There is a lachadchila to go and be mafresh, even if I have no intention of eating. The Taz, it's in the context of the Shulchan Aruch, which discusses whether a mute person is allowed a shecht. That's Siman Aleph and Shulchan in Yaradeya. Shchita. Shomea veina medaber. Can someone who hears and not speak, can he shecht? So what's the problem? Why can't he shecht? The answer is he can't make a bracha. So if somebody cannot make a bracha, is there a lechadchila for him not to do the mitzvah? Right, discussed in the first Mishnah, Trumas, Chamisha lo Yitrom, right, because they can't make a bracha. Hashem Eved Medaber, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im hu mumche shochet afilo lechadchila, if he's a mumche, gechecht, three words, Im acher mevarech. If someone else makes the bracha. So the Novos Sekelim here discuss, is the other person also shechting, or is the other person just making the bracha? Right, it doesn't say. It just says the other person can make the bracha for this mute, but it does not say whether the other person is also shechting or not. So that's a discussion here in the shach. The shach says v'dafka sha'acher shochet gamkein halavachi in the yochel avarich. Right, so the shach quotes that the other person has to be making the bracha v'chein mashma halashon im acher mevarich v'lo ka'amar v'acher. It says acher mevarich v'lo ka'amar v'acher mevarich. Okay, so the Shach discusses that. But the other issue the Taz discusses is what kind of bracha is this? The bracha on Hafrash Shumas and Maestros. Is it like Shechita? Is it like Kiddushin? Those are his parallels. We're just going to take out the line that's important for us in the Taz. The Taz says, comparing this to lahachniso by bris mila. He says lahachniso bris shu shavach vodayel v'kol shal kedusha zu. Umishemachi nicha shebirchas erishin shachosan ma'aris v'harav mevarich. The gamsha mevarich al isra arayis shasal l'chol yisrael. Aval b'hafrashas truma. But when it comes to hafrashas truma, havi ikar habracha al mitzvahs hafrasha. Lo al isra achilas tevel. The mitzvah is on the hafrasha, not on the general iser, like by marriage. Shaharei, here's the key line, mitzvah hafrasha chiyav alav afilu emeina rotza lechol menatfuah adayin. You have a mitzvah to be mafresh, even if you're not planning on eating it yet. Yeah, he says yet. What if you never have? But that's how he's understood. Separate from the matir element is a mitzvah. Imkein havi mitzvah zos kishar mitzvahs. He discusses why it has to be this way. But what does the Taz say? Even if you don't have in mind, you should do this. Rabbi Kiva Eger right there jumps on him. He says, "Lo matzasi ze." Know what he's talking about? Dibipshuta hu rak kisharotza laachlo. Aser atche hifres truma. Know what he's talking about? If I have no plans to eat, why do I have to be around for shumas and maestras? That's a matir. So it's not a mitzvah. He says, "Ubemagin Avram reish simen ches kach kasav leinian chala." The Hachad Avi Truman, the Rebbe Kiva Eger says, "Look at the Magen Avram in the beginning of our Chaim in Hilchas Tzitzis." He says the same thing that I'm saying. Which Magen Avram? So he says, "Look at the Magen Avram." So you got to look at the Magen Avram. So the Magen in Simen Ches, the Shulchan Aruch discusses putting on tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch says we should make the bracha of putting on tzitzis standing. V'yavarech meumad. We should make the bracha standing. Says the Magen Avraham, Pirish HaBracha. V'hatifa stand you by mita. Both the bracha and the putting on the tzitzis, we should be standing. Ask the Magen Avraham, Bitzarach Iyun, why is this? What do you mean if I look in Yaradeya and Rei Simen Shin Chavches? If I look in the Simen about Hafrashas Chala, Mashma Demut Delevarech Miyushav, Fi Mishnah Shlema, the Magen Avraham says, the Mishnah says in Chala, quoted Shulchan Aruch, you can make the bracha sitting. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say that when you put on your tzitzis, you have to make the bracha standing, and mafresh chala, you can do it sitting? V'yesh lomar, says the Magen Avraham, d'hafrashas chala eina mitzvah kol kach. De'eino osa elo l'sakein ma'achalo, dumya d'shchita. Do I have to be mafresh chala if I have no plans of eating the dough? What if I just made it to like play with, but I don't have any time to eat? What if I have extra dough? Right, I don't have any plans to eat it, says the Magen Avraham. There's no mitzvah to be mafresh challah, even if it's the correct shear. No, and that's why it's a lower level mitzvah, what we would call a matir, and therefore you can sit, you don't have to stand, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's the same thing he says by hafresh challah. The same thing applies to hafresh shumas and maaseres, and therefore there's no pressure for you to be mafresh. So that's a machlokas taz and Rabbi Kiva Eger. So what, it's not a raya, but our Gemara sounds like a little bit like the taz. What does the Agamara say? We find him because he's taking so long in being mafresh, shumas and maestras. We're going to find out, what if he has no interest in eating it? What if he's not planning on it? So maybe this is a raya to the Taz. It's not a raya, a smach. Again, it's not a foolproof smach, but it relates, it could relate to that sugya. It also relates to the idea of whether there's a difference between the sugya. We discussed this, I think, alluded to this at the end of last year, the two elements of being mafresh. There's something called hafrasha, there's something called nesina. Is there a break between my separation and my giving? Right, if I say that there is a separation between the two of them, halachically, then you can definitely say there's a matir element and a mitzvah element. Right, the Tosfos Rid graphically describes this for us in Maseches Kedusha. That same Tosfos Rid that we mentioned earlier, that gave the same shot as the Ritva in the first line of the Gemara, the Tosfos Rid, again, it's a well-known Tosfos Rid, the Dodi Yehuda says, I figured something out that nobody's ever said before in the history of the Halachic Mesorah. And he didn't have a Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says the exact same thing that he says. The Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin Adaf Nun Ches says that the Gemara says a number of times, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. How much Truman do I have to give Daraisa? Meiser, I have to give Eser. Meiser. How much Trumas Meiser? I have to give Meiser, Eser. How much Truma? Doesn't say. Whatever you want. So we say, Ayin Tova, 140th, 150th, 160th, the different shiur. But the Gemara's Lashon is Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. Says the Tosfos Rid, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri does not fulfill the mitzvah of Afarshas Truma. That's Misakein your Kri. That's the language. Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. But to fulfill the mitzvah of Truma, what is the Lashon of the Torah? Nason Titein. You have to have a Nesina. Nesina is a chashav amount. and a chita achas is not a chashav amount. So yes, you could be metaking the tevel, remove the shame tevel and make a mutter to eat without doing the mitzvah of nesina. That's the Tosas Rin, and that's the Noda B'Yudah says the exact same thing, saying, because he didn't have a Tosas Rin, he said, I figured it out. But that's the again, highlighting, there might be a difference between a matir element and a mitzvah element. Good. That is all related to the second line of the Gemara. Let's go back now to the first line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Rebbe, we're going to find the ganav. We're going to find the ganav, even if you would say tovas hana eina mamon, but you would still say that maybe the ganav should pay more because of what he did. Because of what he did. So it's interesting that the Gemara says the case is a case of geneva. Geneva. Is that significant that it says geneva and not gezela? We're talking about gonev tivlo. What if it says gozel tivlo? And if it would have said gozel tivlo, would we have the same knas? This relates to something that we've touched on, sugya in Perek Meruba and elsewhere. Is there a difference halachically between geneva and gezela? We know the Gemara says there's a difference. Geneva is, worse in a sense because, I'm scared of people, but I'm not scared of Hashem. Gezela, I'm not scared of anybody, and that's why there's only 4 and 5 by geneva and gezela. That's what Shmuel Yochai says in the end of Meruba. But is there any other evidence? So we mentioned in the past that there's a lot of evidence. For example, just related to our Gemara, the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, and the best way to appreciate this sugya is just to read through the first parak of Geneva and to read through the first parak of Gezela in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes in Hilchas Geneva, Ro'i lebezdin lahakos es haktanim al hageneva, kifi koach hakatan, kedei shelo yi regilin ba. Even if there's a child that's doing Geneva, Bezdin should punish him. Bezdin should make sure he doesn't get into the practice of stealing. Geneva. There's no parallel Rambam by Gezela. Right? Bezdin should fine and make sure Ketanim Aaron Gozel. Doesn't say that. Like this Gemara. What does this Gemara say? Bezdin's going to fine the Ganef. Doesn't say about the Goslin. Right? Why? Is that Meduyak? Or, we mentioned at the end of the previous parak. Remember the previous parak we had the concept of Mefer Amanas Lamekat. We have, what if the husband is Mefer, is not Mefer just because he wants to make the woman shake a little bit. He has, I'm going to be Mefer it, he's Mekayim Amanas Lamekat, so to speak. The language was Shosig, thank you, Amanas Lamekat. He has a mind to be Mefer it in 3 days from now. But, what does he do? I'm not going to say a word now. I'm going to make the woman think that she's going to have to keep her neder, just to annoy her, Amanas Lamekat. And we mentioned then that you have a similar concept in Perek Yizeo Neshech. Go nave Amanas Lamekat. What if I steal your pen when you go out, and you come back, and I'm just going to hold on to it for 10 minutes. And then I'm going to give it back to you. Go nave Amanas Lamekat, says the Gemara, that's an Isser Daraisa. You're not allowed to steal, even if you have in mind to give it back. Go neva manas lamekat. There is no parallel Gemara about gozel manas lamekat. And the Rambam only quotes it in Hilchas Geneva, and not in Hilchas Gzela. Why is that? And not only does the Rambam quote it, but in Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam is not interested in telling me every detail of every mitzvah, the Rambam quotes one or two elements of every mitzvah, which captures the essence of that mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchas Geneva quotes this. Out of all Hilchas Geneva, he quotes, Gonev Amanas Lamekat as Aser. Stealing when you're going to give it back in 10 minutes. In Reish Mem Dalet. How does that capture the whole essence of Geneva? He says, Lo Tignov Amanas Lamekat, Klomer Letzaer Habaya Libu Lahatri Dovi Achakak Tishiveilo. Don't do that. Out of all the halachas of Hilchas Geneva, where does he have to quote that from? Another. And Hilchas Gezela has a quote that, he has a quote that at Sefer HaMitzvahs, and there's a lot more. Many more distinctions between Geneva and Gezela. So, Reb Chaim and others suggest that even though Geneva and Gezela are both about stealing, in English you don't really have, I guess you could translate one as robbery, one as theft, but the halachic difference, explains Reb Chaim, quoted by a number of sources, is that Geneva is about the Maisa Geneva. What's abhorrent about it is the act itself, separate from the money lost caused. Separate from the hefsid mamo that I caused you to lose, it's the act which might be reflected by the yira of people more than yira of Hashem. That's true, like the Gemara says, but it's the act that's the problem. Gezela, the problem is the money lost, the hefsid mamo that you're causing. Right, that's ironic. Because gezeila, you might think, is you're going and grabbing at it from him, in front of him, but halachically, the root mechayiv is the hefsin mamon. And that's why there's no problem if you do that with, you're going to give it back in 10 minutes, because there's no hefsin mamon there. Geneva, even without hefsin mamon, it's the maisa geneva that's the problem. And that's why in our Gemara, the Gemara says, when do we have fines when there's a geneva? Because that act is so abhorrent. When are we konis ketanim? The ketanim, how can you say they're responsible for the hefsin mamon that they caught? They're only children. Yeah, but the act, we can't allow them to become mitragel in the act of geneva. Just one other, which is fascinating. All of the quasi-gazlanim, right, in Hilchas Gezela, in Perek Gimel, or the Rambam there quotes all of the quasi, all of the quasi-gazlanim. In Gezela Gimel, Yud Aleph, Yud Dalid, I'm in Geneva here, sorry. In Gezela, in Perek Gimel, the Rambam says, Shol Shalom Midas, if I borrow something without permission, Harei Zeh Gazlan, not Ganef. Or if somebody is Sholeach Yad B'Pikadon, they are a Gazlan, not a Ganef. What happens if somebody is Kofer B'Pikadon? So they are considered a Gazlan, not a Ganef. Why Gazlan in all these cases? All of these quasi. So why are they gazlanim and not geneva? Because there is no maisa there. I already had, you gave it to me to watch. So now I use it. So there is no maisa. So that can't be geneva. Right? I'm causing you a loss because now I'm using the item. But there was no maisa geneva, so to speak. And that's why they're called gazlanim and not geneva. Again, that's a major Baba Kama topic. We'll leave it for now. But that also might relate to this line where there's a knas dafka ki on the ganav hechid lignov, because that act is so abhorrent that that's the mechayiv of geneva as versus gazela. Viter. Rava Amar. Says Rava, let's continue the Gemara. Second day of the Gemara. The first one was rejected. Again, let's get back to our sugya. What are we trying to figure out? The two lines of our Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah, when she makes a neder, not to benefit all Kohanim, they could take it Balkarcha, the Truma. The second line, she says, these Kohanim, so other Kohanim could take it. So first we wanted to say, is this a machlokas about Tovas Hanah? So we said no. So that doesn't work. So Rava Amar now, second answer. Shiny Truma. Truma is different. Meaning, no matter what you say in general about the Tovas Hanah, Truma is different. Shiny Truma. Really, the Mishnah holds Tovas Hanah Mamon. Really, it is Mamon. The choice is an asset, and that would explain the Shita of Rebbe. What about Rebbe Yehuda? Shiny Truma. Dahainu Taima Ditzlu Al Karcho. This is why they could take it. I'm sorry. This is why they could take it al karcho in the seifa mishum de. I'm sorry. In the ratio when she answers all kohanim, there's a separate element going on there. Mishum de truma lochazia el al kohanim. Because after all, we know if I'm a yisrael, I can't eat truma. So when she says this is asur to all kohanim, what has she just done? V'kiva de kaasi lemisra alayu shavya afra ba'alma. What has she just done? She said it's off limits for her because she says this is usher. She says all konim levim nehenim li, right? They can't get any benefit from me, but she can't get benefit from it either. So basically, she's made it like the dust of the earth. She's basically been mafkirit because she has removed her own rights of giving it to any konim or levi. Tovas Hanah Mamon, but now she's just said, no Kohen or Levi can get benefit from me. So she's just taken herself out of the picture and basically, halachically, been mafkirit and made her like the dust of the earth. If you look in the Ran in the first medium line of the Ran, Shavye Afra Ba'alma, Da Afkare Le'ahi Tovas Hanah She'yesh Lo Ba. She has been mafkir her right, so the male is off limits. So if it's Hefker, so that's why other Kohanim could come in and take it. In the Seifa, where she only asks certain Kohanim, so then other Kohanim are allowed to come take it. Tovas Hanah Mamon, so that's why these Kohanim are not allowed to take it, but other Kohanim can take it. But if she says, all Kohanim are Asur, so basically she's relinquished her right of choosing which Kohen, and therefore it is a considered Hefker and Halacha, and that is why she is unable to do anything with it, and other Kohanim can come and take it, Balkarcha. Good. Now we have the extension of this. The extension of this is the Rashba quoted in the Ran right here. If you look in the Viter, the next line of the Rashba, Umeha Shaminan, a big Chiddush. And this is a machlokas. So Me'el Shaminan says the Rashba quoted here in the Ran. What did our Gemara just say? Once I have removed all rights to an item, so it's not considered mine, and that's why Kohanim could take it. What if I say about all my property? All my property is Asur Badal. I make an ad there. All my assets. Umehashaminan. Shaha Oser Hanas Peros Al Atsmo Yecholim Achirim Liton Osambal Karcho. Other people could come in and say, thank you very much, we'll take this. What did the Gemara just say? When you relinquish something, it becomes hefker. And when you relinquish rights on something, it becomes hefker, and anybody else can come walk in. So says the Rashba, and the Ran agrees that if somebody says all their property is Asur Bahana, so my neighbor could come and take it, because now it's hefker. Unbelievable. Yechol Machir, Lito, Son Balkarcho. Ve'eno, Yechol La'akev. Afal pi. So now the Rashba says, but 1 minute. Can I go be Shoel on my nether? I could go to a Chacham and get it undone. So the Rashba says, you're right, you can do that. But until, and then the guy will have to give it back to you. Because remember, a Chacham is Matir Me'ikaro. It's removed. But until that time, it's Hefker. That's the Rashba. Up until now, you haven't done it yet, so until that time, so he asked, he could keep it. Once he's a shol on the net there, then he has to pay for it. He has to give it back because he removes it, meikara. And that last detail is what the Ran's not sure about. If you look in the last medium line of the Ran, I'm not sure about that. It could be that once he takes it, it's his forever. Even if you are shoel on it. A shoel on the neder only removes the Isser Beheter elements, maybe not the Kinyan Mamono of this person. So, that's the Ran fundamentally agrees to the Rashba. But he even goes one step further, possibly. But if you look in the Yamshel Shlomo in Baba Kama, where the Yamshel Shlomo talks about this, the Rashal says, I reject this fundamentally. How can you say this? You could say that once I say something is Asur Bahana, it is not mine. He says, no. He says, Mikomakom, Be'ikar Adin, Shekosav Arashba, Nira Li Adaraba. No way. Shelo Yechon, Lito Bakarcho. Hecha Sha'oser Atzma Bekonam. The Abba Bishin Nasser Allah, Mikomakom, Enam Hefker. Why is it in Hefker? This is very different than the Truma case. If I say something is also by not to me, I could still do things with it. I could give it to Tztaka. I can give it as a present. Right? I can still do that. You're getting benefit from the mitzvah. Mitzvah is that's not a problem. Don't compare this to our case. Our case is specifically about truma. By truma, if you do this, so then you basically can do nothing more with it, and that's why it in effect becomes hefker. But it doesn't apply to regular property that you have, and therefore, says the Amshel Shlomo, I don't know what the Rashba and the Ran are talking about, I reject their yesod fundamentally, you should not apply and extend this idea of being mafkir in this regard to other areas outside of Truma. So that's a machlokas, the Amshel Shlomo, and other Rishonim who don't suggest this this idea, also Lechara would agree with the Amshel Shlomo. There is a stira a little bit in the Ran, because if we take a step back and think about what the Ran Shita here is, the Ran's basically saying, if something's Asur Bahana, it's not mine. It's not Shali. We had a discussion earlier, a couple of weeks ago, about this, and the Achorim say the Ran doesn't always work out on the same side of the opinion, in terms of Chametz on Pesach, in terms of other Isuri Hana that a person has, is it called Shelcha, or is it not Shelcha? That is a machlok, as we mentioned, the Rivash has a kuntris about this at the end of his chuvis, but some suggest there could be a difference between this case, which might be worse, because here, it's not just something that becomes Asur Bahana Mamela. I made it Asur Bahana. So that can make it more out of my rishus. If the woman herself, is noderes here, she makes that of her rishus, so even if the Ran elsewhere, by Isuri Hana that the Torah puts in place, if there it is still Sheli, but I just can't do anything with it, but it could be that this is worse because I did it myself. Okay, that is that sugya, and the psak of Tovas Hana, we paskin, it seems, Rovi Shonim, the Rambam, the Ran quote, Tovas Hana is Mamon. We do paskin that the Tovas Hana, the right to choose who I'm going to give this to, is a halachic asset. The Maritz Chayis here has the lashon of, it's a Kinyan Peros. That's what it's compared to. It's not a Kinyan Aguf. It's like a Kinyan Peros. I don't have a right in this asset, but I have a, I don't have a right in the actual asset. I have a right in what to do with the asset. So he calls that a Kinyan Peros and not a Kinyan Aguf. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah. Konem sheni osa al pi aba. Next case. Remember, this whole parak is all about what are the limits and allowances of the Baal's ability to be mefer. Right, that's what this parak is about. Remember, the last three prakim of Nedarim are all about removing Nedarim. The first eight are about making Nedarim. These are the last three are about removing. Parak of Eliezer. The ninth parak is all about what is allowed to be used, Nolad and future, what is allowed to be used. The tenth parak is all about Nar Hamarasa, the state, the connection and the parallel between the husband and the father, the teamwork that they have. And this parak is all about the limitations and the allowances. So here's another one. Konim she'ini osa al pi aba val pi avicha. If she says, my ma'asi yadayim, my earnings are usher on my father. V'al pi avicha are on your father. V'al pi achi. V'al pi achicha. Right, my brother, your brother. Einu yachal l'hafer. It cannot be made for. Why? This is not dvarim she'beino levena. Doesn't directly have to do with their relationship. And also, it's not dvarim shel inui nefesh. Right, it's the opposite. She's answering her stuff on them. Right, so that's why this is off limits. She'eni osa al picha. But what if she says, "My ma'isai daimer aser to you, to her husband"? So eino tsarich lahafer. The Tanakama holds he does not have to be made for. Why? Because she's mishubedes lo. Ma'isai daim. Rabbi Akiva Omer yafer. And Rabbi Akiva said, "No, he should be made for. Why? Shematadif alav yosem and haroy lo. Maybe she will produce more than she is mishubedes. There's a limitation. The Mishnah is describing subis, how much she has a chiyuv to produce. So she might produce more, and anything beyond what she's mishubedes to, the nether is chal on that. So that's why, just in case, he should be mefer. Asks Tosfos in Maseches Ksubis. So this extra, the odef, the hadafa, what is that considered? Is that's not eating nefesh? Right, she's not having any pain. Is that being olaveina? But it's beyond. It's beyond what is needed from him to her. What's required? So why is she able to be mefer? So says Tosfos in Ksubis, well, it's basically impossible for him to know exactly what's the amount that she's mishubedes, what's beyond. So because of that, he'll probably violate the nether. So it is dvarim shebein olaveina, because he can't be so exact. That's what Tosfos says. Ksubis nun tes amid Aleph. He says, "V'im tomar v'heich yachal lahafer v'ha'ein zed dvarim shemein olaveina v'yesh lomar chashe bein olaveina l'fi she'ein yachali hizayer v'likach mamish b'tzimtzum es haroi lo u'lahaniach she'ein haroi lo." Right, so there's no way. Or the Ritva there, and the Ritva also in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Saba Gimel says, well, maybe she could go to a chacham. Right, that's why. Or maybe she could use the extra money for tachshitin. So it is dvarim shemein olaveina. In any case, the Rishonim say that Rabbi Akiva says that he must be mefer and he can be mefer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, third opinion, Yafer, he should be mefer. Why? Not because of anything right now, but Shema Yigarshena, maybe he will divorce her in the future, and then the nether will be chal, v'tei asura alav, and she will then become asur to him because of this nether. Right, we discussed this last line of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri earlier. The Gemara brought this up when we spoke about whether the difference, the fundamental difference between Bein Olaveina and Inui Nefesh. You remember what was the Gemara's Nafkamina? Inui Nefesh, if he's Mefer, it's Hufar forever, it disappears. Bein Olaveina is only Hufar, disappears as long as they have a relationship. Meaning as long as they're married or as long as they could get remarried. But once she marries somebody else, right, Bachzer Grushasa would be Usser, and then the Nether would be Chal. So Amr Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Shmuel says, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that what? He should be Mefer, because maybe the Nether will kick in after divorce. Says the Gemara, so what is that basically saying? L'meimrit ha-kasavar Shmuel adam maklish darash lo bala olam. So are you telling me that Shmuel holds that adam maklish darash lo bala olam? Right, because what's she doing now? What, she can be Maktash or Maisi Adayim right now, but it works for after divorce. That's a Lobo La'olam. The Maisi Adayim aren't even here now. So you're telling me that's what Shmuel holds? That a person can be Maktash of Lobo La'olam? V'ramini, but we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Ksubis, the opposite, HaMaktash Masi De'ishto. What about the opposite? If the husband is Maktash his wife's earnings, our Mishnah was about the wife says, my earnings are off limits. But now, that case is where the husband is Maktish his wife's earnings. So, what's the halacha? So, the Mishnah says, Harizeh Osev Ochelas. She does not have to worry about anything. He has no right to be Maktish her earnings. Right? Harizeh Osev Ochelas. Because she's doing it, it's hers, and therefore he has no rights. What do you mean it's hers? Doesn't the Maisi Adayim go to the husband? So, the Gemara there has two possibilities. Either this is about a case where he is not giving her mizonos, and we know Maisi Adayim are in parallel for mizonos. He gives her mizonos, she gives him Maisi Adayim. So in a case where he's not giving her mizonos, she keeps her the Maisi Adayim. And the Ran quotes the Gemara in Ksubis here, or this is according to Rav Huna, who says that the woman could say, Eini Nizonis Veini Yosef. You don't have to give me mizonos, and I'll worry about my earnings. Either way, it's a case where the earnings are hers. And therefore, let's say she makes more money than he's going to give her mizonos. Right? If she's the breadwinner in the family. So, she's in that case, it's her Maisi Adayim, and he cannot be Makdish. So, Harezu Osev Ochelas. Viha Mosar. What about the Mosar, the extra earnings? Rabbi Meir Omer, Hekdish. Rabbi Meir says it is Hekdish. When? After death or divorce. After. Rabbi Yochanan Santler Omer Chulin. Rabbi Yochanan Santler said, no, Chulin. Why? Because you can't be Makdish. Dabash Labal Olam. Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Santler, and here Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan Santler. Alma Einah the Makdish Shavash Labal Olam. So you see who does Shmuel hold like there? The opinion of Einah the Makdish, that the husband cannot be Makdish something in the future. So why in our Mishnah does Shmuel say that the woman's konam is chal afterwards? So that's the stira, the chitim, and if you want to say, well, Shmuel didn't really mean it. Ki kamar halacha grabi yachem en nuri, al ha dafu de kamar. Maybe yachem en nuri, when Shmuel says halacha grabi yachem en nuri, he didn't really mean it. He just meant, in regarding the detail that he argues on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says he should be mefer because of the extra. Rabbi yachem en nuri says, no, don't worry about the extra. I mean, nothing to do with davish lo bal olam. Is that what Shmuel meant? So then that's very misleading. Lema, so why didn't he rather say, halacha Rabbi Yochanan Menuri baha dafa? Why didn't he say, halacha Rabbi Yochanan Menuri in that detail? Or, inami halacha katana kama. Or say, halacha is like the Tana Kama, who's not machalik between the Odef and the Iker. Inami ain't halacha Rabbi Akiva. Right, it's better if we have that girsa, like the Ran has. There are three other ways that you could have been clear, Shmuel. The fact that he says, halacha Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, you know, gives us the impression that that's what Ivask is like. So the Gemara says, we're going to do one answer today, and the other answer we'll have to wait till next time. Ela Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, don't compare the two contexts. Our Mishnah is Konam, Nidarim. That Mishnah, Hekdish. The two cannot be compared. Hoel, why? Shiny Konamos. And we see already there's a difference between Konamos and Hekdish, where we're going to have to do this Gemara, and then we'll talk about it, the Lundis. Shiny Konamos, it's different. Why? Hoel v'adam oser peiros chaveru alav. Just like a person, I could say, your fruit is usher on me. Right? A Konam works. Oser nami, davers lo b'olam alav. So too, I could usher my friend's fruit before their bala olam, because if it's your fruit, it's kind of like lo bala olam to me. So says the Gemara, and this is how the Ron explains it, you already see that there's a case that works by konam, it doesn't work by hekdesh. I can't be makdesh your fruit, but I can aser your fruit on me. So you see a konam, meaning a neder, works in a case where hekdesh doesn't work. So too, that's why you can aser a davar shlo bala olam, but you can't be makdesh a davar shlo bala olam. So, fine. Amrle Abaya says, no, wait a second. No, it still should not work in our Mishnah. Because you don't have only one thing that's lacking, you have two things that's lacking. Bishlama Adam Oser Peiros Chaveru Alav. Fine, I can aser your fruit on me. Why? Because there's something that I have. The Ron explains. You need something in my Rishus. Either you need the actual item in my Rishus, or you need the Ne'esar in my Rishus. Meaning, I'm making it aser to me. You need something in my rishus. But if you have nothing in my rishus, the item is not in my rishus, and I'm not answering on myself, that for sure is not going to work. Bishlama adam oser peiros chaveru alav. Fine, I could answer my friend's fruit on me. Shahare adam oser peiros aval chaveru. Just like I could answer my fruit on you, I could answer your fruit on me. Why? Because there's something that's me. Either it's my fruit, or it's answering on me. Ella. Yes, or davar shelo bala olam al chaveru. You want to say that you could take your friend's stuff and aser it, right? I mean, what's the woman doing? The woman's taking maisi adayim, which are lo bala olam, and asering it on her husband. There's nothing here now. You know what that's like? Shahari ein adam oser peiros chaveru al chaveru. It's like I'm being no there and saying your fruit is aser to you. I can't do that. For it to work, it has to be something in your rishus, either the item or the effect. But you can, if you don't have the item or the effect, it doesn't work. And that's what we're trying to do here. The item is not a Mayrishos, it's a lo bala olam. And the effect, she's trying to aser it on her husband. So you cannot compare this and say, ah, oh, you see, Konam works where Hektash doesn't work. But Konam does not work where neither of the elements are in my control. So therefore, we need to come up with another answer. And that's why, number two, Ella Amar Rav Huna of Reder Yeshua is going to be coming up with a case explaining that our mission is really not a Dover Shalabola Olam. That's where it's going to go, but we're not going to read that answer right now. But just to talk about a little bit about Dover Shalabola Olam, now that it's here. There are three general approaches in the Achronim. What's the problem with the Dover Shalabola Olam? Why can't I sell you something that's not here? Why can't I buy something that's not here yet? So either it's a legal, formal problem. A Kenyan needs something to be chal on. You need something here. If there's nothing here, there's a problem with the Kenyan. Or, Davar Shalom, not just that it's not here, it's not mine. Or it's not yours. The formal bailus is the problem. That's another detailed approach. But the other major approach is smichas das. If it's not here, so then halacha views that the players aren't really so serious about it. That's why, nafkamina, what if there's a way that we know they're very serious, even though it's lo bala olam? The first would still be a problem. There's no kinyan for it. There's no chesed for it to be chal on. But in terms of the smichas das, right, he's very serious. How can you make sure they're serious? What if somebody does situmta, right, which is the kinyan of the marketplace? What if somebody makes a shvua? So people are serious when they take shvuas. So maybe that could solve. If you say that solves the problem of lo bala olam, it's probably because it's a problem of smichas das. If you say it's machlokas rishonim about it. If you say it does not solve the problem, maybe because there's still a legal issue of you need a kinyan to be chal on it. Or another issue, like our Gemara talks about, is there a difference between makne and mocher a davar shlo bala olam versus makdish a davar shlo bala olam? The Rambam paskins. Ein adam, right, you can't be makne and all of those, but you can be makdish. The Rambam paskins, you can be makdish, davar shlo bala olam. The Rambam menuchas mechira in Perachav Beis, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the machlokas b'chaber the Ramah, in Choshe Mishpat. The Rambam paskins in Perachav Beis, she'ilu amar, kol mashe teileid behemti yeh hektish, any animal that my animal gives birth to, the offspring that my animal has tomorrow will be hektish, it works. How could it work? Davar shlo bala olam. No, hektish works. And other Rishonim say, no, what are you talking about? So how could the Rambam say that? Why is hektish different? So this could be the opposite. Because we know, usually by hektish, you need less normal kinyanim. Right? Amirasala gavoa, kemisirasala hedyo. You could get out of formal kinyan requirements. So here, it could be that the Rambam holds like the first approach, not the second approach. If you say it's smichas das, there shouldn't be a difference. Unless you say people are more serious when they're makdish things. Okay, but either way, that's the Rambam. There's one other source, which is a great Rambam. We're not going to get into it so much now, but just to mention it, and feel free to look up Mefarshim on it. Fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says, the man goes over to another man and says, if your wife has a girl, his wife is pregnant, if your wife has a girl, harehi mukudeshesli, does that work? Lo amar klum. Meaningless. You can't marry a fetus. Unless the Rambam says, if she is pregnant already, and hukar ubar. What if she's in the seventh month of pregnancy? So then the Rambam says you can marry a fetus. How is it mukudeshes? And then the Rambam says v'yirali, but just to be safe, do another marriage ceremony when she's born. Shetzarech lachzor lekadesh osa me'aviha acha shetiva leid kadesh yaknis osa bekidushin she'ein bahem dofi. What does the Rambam mean? It doesn't work if she's pregnant, but it works if she's pregnant, hukar ubar. But then, even though she's born already, so you have to do another, you should do another Maisa Kiddushin, right, just to be safe. What does the Rambam mean? Perek Zayin, Halacha Dezayin, Hilchos Ishus, we'll just mention it. We don't get into it right now, but all the Mefarshim discuss that Rambam about the Rishon Bala Olam. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, Beth Hashem, the next five dafim tentatively will be uploaded from the last cycle, and Beth Hashem will pick up again from Eretz Yisrael on Daf Tzadi Aleph, the last daf in Maseches Nedarim.